Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Looking out the window right now at a blue sky. The sun is out. Look, there's no rain in my forecast. Anybody got some rain still coming, Vinny?
No, Scott's, we're looking Valley good. We'll see a little bit of mix of clouds and sun through the week, but at one point we're going to see up over 70 degrees here in the,
I'm so excited,
in Scotts Valley. So that's good. Looking
everything
forward to
will
it.
Warm up. We had that weird hot spell like in February, when we had a couple 80-degree days, and my whole yard woke up, and then it was like, hey, man, what's up with these 39-degree nights? This is ridiculous. I'm freezing over here. I'm just ready for the growing season. I'm ready to die. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Was that one of your plants?
That was, yeah, they talked to me. I mean, I talked to them, and I just imagine what they say back to me. I'm
they
not
call
complete...
you, hey, man?
Hey, man. Hey, gardener man.
Hey.
Hey, man, who comes and talks to me every day. I just, you know, I want everything to get going. Oh, I'm ready. If I got to live here in my yard, I want it to be, you know, I want it to be magic. I want there to be flowers everywhere. Anywho, you know, everybody's got their own thing going on. That's mine. Hey, this Friday, you got all week to think up a question for Vinny. He's doing an Ask Me Anything on Insta Live. He's going to be on the Alice973 Instagram. And this is Friday at 10 a.m. on the Alice973. It's a live thing. I guess, Bryn, you're going to host the thing. Is that right?
Right.
So yes. Are you going to be sharing the screen with him and asking him the questions?
I haven't figured out how exactly I'm going to have that arranged, but it's going to be both of us on the screen for sure. I might be a little smaller than him. I'm not sure.
I don't know how you work all that stuff, because I was going to say, if we wind up doing one together, I don't know how you'll fit three people on there. Maybe you can just like text us the questions or something at that point. I just don't know how it all works. I don't know. I don't understand the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, it'll work.
Yeah. Actually,
I just do what I'm told, and I believe I was told you'll be doing this Friday, and I'm like, you got it. I don't know
whether
what
you like
is,
it or not,
but I'm in. It's fine.
So, anything you want to ask Vinny? You can ask it, and although Bryn is going to go through and pick out, you know, so that there aren't a bunch of repeat questions and that kind
of thing. Well, and I'll tell you something about this. I don't have a problem with the premise or whatever, but my life's changed considerably from the time when I used to be able to say, actually answer anything, A, and B, in some cases, if my actual answer was too boring, I could spice it up and make it more fun. Even if it made me look bad, I was happy to do that for the sake of entertainment.
Yeah.
Now
you got a family now, buddy.
Little kids, and I got a missus, and it changes the way I have to deal with life in general.
Yeah,
so I'll try to be as honest as possible, and I'll try to answer every single question. But if I fear that it's putting my kids at risk, I'll probably have to tap out.
So Vinny's doing an Ask Me Anything this Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning on the Alice973 Instagram, and it's brought to you by AAA Auto Insurance, with over 100 years of on-the-road experience. More at AAA.com. Kanye West, you know the guy, and his choir, they were supposed to join Joel Osteen for his virtual Easter Sunday service. They were going to wear masks and maintain proper social distancing. But in the end, Kanye backed out. He decided it wasn't safe enough, so he backed out. The show did go on. Mariah Carey, Tyler Perry, you know, he had plenty of guests. Don't worry. I'm sure that they considered it a success, Joel Osteen and company. But there was no Kanye.
I watched the Mariah performance.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
She was in her own home, and it seemed pretty produced.
Well, smart. You know, like
pre-recorded. Well, it's Mariah, so I'm sure she had it in her writer. it's funny because when she starts by talking about COVID and, you know, how it's affecting everybody and thanking people, but the entire time it's in her room and there's like lighting and there's somehow in her room there's wind blowing, so her hair's like just, you know, breezy. Just
you're
perfect.
Kidding me. Oh, that's awesome.
I loved it. It was great.
Maybe she's in one of those outdoor rooms, you know.
Yeah, okay.
That the celebrities have that are so popular.
With the white walls and look like a regular closet. But yeah, her wind was blowing so nice and perfect.
Maybe it was warm in there and she needed a fan. I mean,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I made it hot. So can you give me a fan, please?
Yeah.
Not for aesthetics, but, you know, because I'm hot.
Right. She is hot. Anyway, congrats to Joel Osteen for pulling that off. You know, amazing.
Everybody watched our local church for a minute on Sunday morning for the Easter service. Yeah. It was fine. It was, you know, I'm impressed that they were able to technically get it all done.
Yeah.
You really could watch what was happening down the street from my house in our own house. It was neat.
And there was just the preacher and no congregation at
all? There were singers there, too.
Oh, well, they had a whole show produced. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, and I'm not for it. I'm against it, actually. But a lot of people went to Sunday service across the country. People said, I'm not missing my Easter service. So,
you know, I don't want God to be mad at me.
I guess
I got to go to the church. Give money. Jamie Dornan. Jamie Dornan. He's the 50 Shades of Grey guy.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. That guy, you know.
I never saw those, but okay.
Yeah, well, you might recognize. He's been in other stuff, too. He says that, you know, there's a lot of blame going around about this one particular viral video, which I don't know if you've seen it or not. I think Gal Gadot put it, or Gadot, however you say her name, put it together. She was Wonder Woman, the new Wonder Woman. Or at least it seems like she did, because she does kind of a long speech at the beginning of it, just talking about self-isolation, and she talks about having seen that. Did you see that video from Italy, where the guy comes out onto his balcony and he's playing Imagine, like on his trumpet?
I haven't seen the video, but I'm very well aware of the performers who've made videos in all across the world, really.
So these guys, there's about, I don't know, 40, say, big name celebrities. You recognize just about everybody on this video. And I remember watching it and thinking, that sucks. Gals, you know, she's, you have some of it? So, and the thing that kind of sucks about it for me, so there she is, she's looking beautiful. And you know,
there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Who's that?
That's Kristen Wiig.
Gal Gadot is.
Oh, that's.
Clearly, that's a story about it. So the thing is, none of them is in the same key. So it's celebrities doing one line after the other. And some of them are just going to town. Like, you know, they only have the one line. So they're putting just crazy runs into it. It just sounds so dumb because every single time they flick the camera, they're in a completely different key. And it just, the whole thing, I'm like, oh, boy, that didn't need to happen.
So it got a bunch of bad press because they didn't. The performances weren't, there's no continuity there.
It just, I guess, it's just that people were like, oh boy, I didn't even know if it got bad. I mean, I didn't realize that nobody liked it until I saw this story where now they're just blaming each other. Like, well, I didn't even want to do that. And Kristen Wiig talked me into it. And
well, is it one of those tone deaf things like celebrities singing while people are dying, or what is it?
I don't know. I think their hearts are in the right place. I mean, they all do seem to, you know, care, and I guess. And but everyone, I guess, hated it. And I guess that. Oh, here they are.
Living for today.
That's Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. Imagine there's no countries.
Who's that?
It isn't hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die for.
That's Natalie Portman.
Is that Zoe Kravitz?
Looks like her.
Living for
Who's that?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe that was Fiona Apple. Couldn't really figure it out. That's the original Wonder Woman.
Oh, looking good.
Yeah, she does look good. I'm not the only one. That's a chick from The Office, isn't it? Someday you will join us.
And the world will live as one. Well, all I can say is if you're bothered by the performance or the lack of continuity, don't watch it. I don't know what everyone's mad about. I feel like maybe I'm missing some something.
Nah, it's just people are just making fun of it. But mm-hmm. to the point where after two days after it went completely viral and everyone was like, oh, my God, Jamie Dornan is now blaming it on Kristen Wiig. Like, she talked me into it, man. I didn't even want to do it. She said, there's been a lot of negative stuff, and we're just trying to do a nice thing. Andrea Bocelli did an Easter Sunday performance at the Duomo Cathedral in Milan, Italy. Yes, the place was empty. Don't worry. I don't think this is quite the spirit we're trying to embody as a nation right now. Rapper Gucci Mane says, I want all my haters to die from coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well.
I know. And finally, in this particular little segment here, Burning Man is the latest victim of COVID-19.
Oh,
it is not being canceled.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, no, except it is being canceled.
Where am I going to take this LSD if I don't have the desert?
Yeah, you're going to take it at your house. They're saying it's being moved online.
Oh.
Which, no thanks.
Right.
If I can't be in the freaking desert, I'm not participating. The organizers are being pretty honest about it. They said, we're not sure how it's going to come out. It'll likely be messy and awkward with mistakes. It'll also likely be engaging, connective, and fun. Please still participate. Yeah, that's not going to happen, guys. Ben Affleck and a bunch of other celebrities participated in an online poker tournament raising money for Feeding America. It went down on Saturday, and as of last night, they'd raised over $1 million, like about $1.2 million. Matt Damon played cards. Tom Brady, Sarah Silverman, Jason Bateman, Bryan Cranston, Adam Levine, Tobey Maguire, John Hamm. It was a pretty star-studded thing. And I don't know if like the winnings all went or how exactly they were raising the money. Maybe just they were coming up with it or people were contributing. But anyway, they got to play their poker and they love that, so...
All right.
Diddy hosted an online dance-a-thon to raise money for healthcare workers. Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Shaq were among the celebrities who took part. And I guess that other people could participate as well, the dance-a-thon. They just kept it going. Kylie Jenner's cosmetics line has been making this the hand sanitizer for healthcare workers, and she and her mom, Chris, started delivering it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, actually, I have more on that story here. Somewhere, maybe. Or maybe I don't. Nope, I don't. Turns out I don't. I thought I had more, but I don't. Basically, they have a deal with, I think it's like Coty Cosmetics or one of those. And so they turned their whole facilities into sanitizer makers, and they've been just delivering big. And each of the things says something like, you know, thank you for taking care of us. Each of the little things of Purell, of hand sanitizer. Have a nice message. Ja Rule.
Oh, what's Hello. He up to? Well, does he have a new
a new festival that he's going to do? This one's going to be online. No. He is
this
giving.
Guy.
Yeah, he's handing out masks to homeless people in New
oh,
York.
Oh, good.
City.
Hey,
he's also.
Can I tell you something about that?
Yeah.
The mask making thing, which you've been doing, right? I don't know mm-hmm. if you took the weekend off.
I didn't. I got more. I did find 12 more headbands. So I was able to make 12 more masks.
There is a certain coolness to watching Christina make these things and then go deliver them in plastic bags. She writes a little note on them and flings them at the people's door. And she's made them for a lot of close friends. It's neat. On the other hand, there's the other side to that, which is the friend goes, I need 6 more. And
yeah.
She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm not a bit. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It is, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
You know,
but the coolness of seeing that happen, it's really neat. I don't know if you're getting off on it at all, but
it's great. It's really
I've liked
fun
watching that.
I make people pick them up here, though. I put their name on the baggie and I put it out on the porch when they text me they're coming, and then I watch them on my Ring camera.
Good for you.
Bye. Enjoy. But yes, the requests for additional masks are fast and furious. Like, okay, I'll put you on the list.
We're going to be in masks for a while, so might as well have one.
Yep, might as well. And I actually feel like this is going to outlive this entire thing. That people, you know how, I mean, we talked about this, I don't know, a week ago. Just in Asia, lots of people wear these masks. And a lot of times they wear them because they're sick or because the pollution is bothersome to their lungs. For whatever reason, it's a thing we've seen. I mean, you know, I remember being in Tokyo myself and 2 in 10 people will have a mask on. And I think that's going to happen
really
here.
Really sad for societies that have to do that. And now it looks like we all have to do that.
Right. I feel like this is going to outlive this. And so the masks are going to be a thing for a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe forever. And I will definitely have some put away for the next time this happens. I'm going to have a stockpile of tissue, toilet tissue, flour, and a bunch of homemade masks. I'm going to be ready. What else do I need? Canned goods? I don't know. Vitamins? Netflix? I know I don't need bras. That's a nice thing.
Has there been any shortage of e-cig things, or is that they're
right
on
when this,
that?
Right when this thing happened,
uh-huh.
And it was starting to go down, I made a massive order.
Smart.
I can't take the chance because right. Then what am I going to do? Go smoke cigarettes?
Are
those even around?
I'll walk right outside and join you.
No, oh, all right. Meet you there. Anyway, Ja Rule is giving masks to the homeless in New York City. He's also making designer masks and he's selling them for $20 a pop, but then he'll donate one for everyone that he sells.
All right.
Let's see. Matthew McConaughey and his wife donated 80,000 masks to healthcare workers. Rihanna is teaming up with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. He's already been very generous. $4.2 million to aid domestic violence victims in the LA area. About 90 people a week have been turned away from full domestic violence shelters. They're full. So these are people who are trapped at home with the person who's abusing them and can't leave because there's no room for them.
This is a real problem that's in the news that we haven't talked about here, but it's not, you just said LA, it's all of California. And right. Probably any place where someone has to be sheltered with the person abusing them.
Yeah, a stay-at-home order is bad, bad news for someone who is in an abusive relationship. And it's gotten, and people are depressed and drinking and just, this is not a good time to be in that relationship. And they don't have any place to put them. So I guess that this money will probably go toward getting you a hotel room or some other place to shelter. But it's, so Rihanna and Jack Dorsey of Twitter, they're trying to aid just in the LA area. I'm sure this is, like you said, happening all over. Mm-hmm. Sandra Bullock donated 6,000 N95 masks to LA healthcare workers. TikTok, I've seen a couple different things about TikTok and their donations. One I saw, they've donated $2 million. And this one says $375 million. So there's a little bit of a, maybe $2 million went to something specifically and the overall donation is $375 million. But they're throwing money at the coronavirus relief efforts. So thanks, TikTok. I had no idea how amazing you are. And I do now, though, because I'm constantly on there. Oh,
on TikTok.
It's just so funny, Vinny.
I guess I'll try it.
Just take a look. Just take a look.
I'm pretty busy. You'd be surprised. I put up a video today of what's been keeping me busy. And I imagine you see that and you think, well, that's not that hard. Except that's the whole day. That's
yeah.
The one kid's jumping off a boogie board. The other one roller skates by the... In the living room.
Yeah, well.
Or family room, whatever that one's called.
Right.
On roller skates. Skates by. Then this one is ordering food from me. I'm like, what in the hell?
O's.
Yeah. I have a breakdown of what a TikToker donated.
Oh, yeah. What have you got?
$150 million in funds for medical staffing supplies and hardship relief.
$40 million
in cash to local organizations that serve groups of musicians, artists, nurses, educators, and families. $50 million in grants to educators, professional experts, nonprofits. $100 million in ad credits to help small, mid-sized businesses get back on their feet once.
Oh my God!
Business.
Where did TikTok get all this dough?
Right. 25
are there
million
are in there investors going, hold on a second, guys?
Well, it totals to, what is it, 300 something million?
375 is what I'm seeing here. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing though, on TikTok there's no ads. Are people paying for to get seen there? Like, do you pay to get your thing bumped? Like, I don't get where they're making their
I
money
do
from.
Know you can get a premium membership. I'm not sure exactly how that works
you can?
Or how it's different. Yeah, it's every time I try to do some stuff with my settings, it's like, sign up for a premium membership. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'm happy with what I have. Do you know?
Yeah,
Nicole?
I don't need more.
It's actually a lot of like the influencers. So there's this thing called the Hype House where a bunch of like 19 to mid-20-year-olds live together and make like three TikToks. There's rules that you have to make three TikToks a day. And
the hype house,
look it up.
Nah.
I'm not a big fan of them, but they actually post a lot of ads. Like, they're making the ads themselves.
Oh.
And then they just put hashtag ad.
Oh.
I do know that one of the features for the premium membership is that you're able to see all the analytics, like how many people watched your stuff, you know, how long they, all the stuff. Like, mm-hmm.
This benefits you as mm-hmm. the member. You get, not necessarily you have access to different things. It's that you get more information about what it is you're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. As an influencer.
But there isn't a lot of ads compared to like Instagram or Facebook, but depending on how big the influencer is and if you follow them, then that's where you get the ads. Like Chipotle, stuff like that.
Oh, so if you're watching someone who's sort of a premium channel, now you're going to get some stuff on theirs.
Yeah.
But if you're just watching the feed, like, I have no idea who I'm going to see next.
Scrolling through the feed and it's just like random people, you're not going to see an ad. Yeah.
It is it can be even disturbing. So, like, I've watched things where I'm like, that person should just die. That is.
What? Well,
yeah. That guy should, someone needs to kill him.
What? Over bad dancing?
Over dancing?
No, not even. Just over, you know, look, why did you start scrolling through it? You'll see what I'm talking about. Some of these people, you're like, crawl back under your rock, dude. Yikes. You heard me. I'm not kidding either.
Who
All
knew?
Right, we're late.
Well, TikTok must be in that, like, early Instagram, there were no ads, and they must just be entirely, what do they call that, venture capitalist funded or something?
Yeah, I just don't know where that's why I'm saying the venture capitalists are like, what do you mean you're throwing $375 million at coronavirus relief? They must be making money somewhere on that. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Speaking of sneaky ads, my neighbors had a Bay Club sign put on their house. I can see it right outside the window. That Bay Club logo, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
What? Wonderful.
They have a...
No, I'm just making that up. Oh, but that's a great way to advertise.
Sure.
I'm trying to
work
help
it in,
our
buddy.
Sales department. Just, you know, put up. Anyway, well, where were we? Oh, yeah, what's coming up in the news? I'll do some fast facts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.